Friday of the fifth week of Lent. Words are necessarily dualistic, and experience is always non-dual. The book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 10 through 13, and the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. These parallel readings today will allow me to illustrate what I think is essential to religion's best instincts and also allows religious people to make their worst mistakes. We all confuse words with reality itself, and this still happens among people who believe that in Jesus, the Word became flesh and lives among us. We should know better. In the first reading from the reluctant prophet Jeremiah, we see him in a moment of real paranoia. All those who were my friends are waiting for any mistake of mine. Perhaps he will trap himself in his words, and then we can prevail, they say. If you continue, you will see that Jeremiah soon becomes as bad as they are. He asks God to wreak vengeance on them, humiliate them with unforgettable disgrace, and even adds, "Let me watch it." This is not a highly inspired or inspiring text, but all fear, righteousness, and vengeance in the name of God. Jeremiah becomes here what he hates and he fears in others. In the gospel, we have Jesus also being attacked and about to be stoned for making himself God. And instead of denying the claim, he invites them into the same experience by quoting Psalm 82, verse 6. "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods,' and this is spoken to those whom God's word is addressed? And Scripture cannot be rejected, so why do you claim that I blaspheme?" This is a daring and non-dualistic acclamation from Jesus. He simply shouts out his own divine union and invites them to the same experience. "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me," as he stands before them by all visible evidence, a human being just as they are. "Yes, I claim it, but we all can," he seems to say. The invitational message is clear and compelling, but it cannot be heard through words for some reason. It is quite literally too good to be true. It can only be experienced. So they try to arrest him, just as much of Christian history has arrested, feared, and denied any message of actual union with God.